Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weather forecast from the National Weather Service, it will be mostly cloudy today with a high near 38 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 26, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. And in the news, the majority conservative wing of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared skeptical Tuesday that the Biden administration had the authority to implement a federal student debt relief program that was estimated to potentially aid millions of borrowers. The conservative justices, who hold a 6-3 majority on the court, questioned whether the Department of Education could implement a program without explicit congressional approval that would cost more than $400 billion over the course of 30 years. Chief Justice John Roberts, along with other justices, invoked major questions doctrine, which holds that if the federal government is initiating a program with major national consequences, it must first clearly be approved by Congress. Liberal justices pushed back and argued that Congress did give the Department of Education the authority to forgive federal student loan debt during a national emergency such as the coronavirus, and to act on that authority, preventing borrowers from default or a worse predicament. The liberal justices also questioned whether the plaintiffs in the two cases that were argued even had the legal standing to sue. One case was filed by 6 Republican attorneys general, Biden versus Nebraska. The other case, U.S. Department of Education versus Brown, was brought by 2 student loan borrowers. Both suits are seeking to permanently block the program. On both cases, U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar, representing the Biden administration, argued that neither the states nor the 2 individual borrowers have legal standing. She also argued that Congress gave the Secretary of Education the authority to enact this one-time relief under the Higher Education Relief Opportunities for Students Act of 2003, known as the HEROES Act, which allows for the Secretary to waive or modify any statutory or regulatory provision to help borrowers in a national emergency. A final vote is expected in June. Wisconsin student loan debt is lower than the national average in the rest of the country, according to an analysis by the Education Data Initiative. The average debt is $31,122 per borrower in Wisconsin, according to Student Success through Applied Research Labs analysis of U.S. Department of Education data. Wisconsin has several student loan forgiveness programs that are specific to just the state of Wisconsin. However, residents of the state can also potentially qualify for various federal student loan forgiveness programs. Some information for this report came in part with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.